Hey, and welcome to Epistle, a devotional podcast that goes through the New Testament one book at a time. Hey, everyone. We're in Luke chapter 22, starting in verse 7. Now the festival of unleavened bread arrived, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John ahead and said, "Go and prepare the Passover meal, so we can eat it together." "Where do you want us to prepare it?" they asked him. He replied, "As soon as you enter Jerusalem, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him. At the house he enters, say to the owner, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples?' He will take you upstairs to a large room that is already set up. That is where you should prepare our meal." They went off to the city and found everything just as Jesus had said, and they prepared the Passover meal there. When the time came, Jesus and the apostles sat down together at the table. Jesus said, "I have been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. For I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." This is kind of the second time Jesus does something like this, where he sends the disciples out to find something, and it's exactly the way that he describes that it's going to be. Remember when he does this before he enters Jerusalem, this triumphal entry? He sends them out to find this donkey, and it's exactly the way he says it's going to be. And they even go and have to explain, just like Jesus says that they're going to, "Hey, the Lord needs this." And on that explanation alone, they're given this donkey, and Jesus enters Jerusalem. Here he sends out, specifically, interestingly enough, Luke points out, Peter and John. And Peter and John go out and find this room exactly like Jesus says it's going to be. They follow this guy with the water pitcher. They ask about this upper room, and it's exactly like Jesus says. And it wouldn't have been too out of the question for a room like this to have been available. Remember that this is a festival where people come from all over the country of Israel to celebrate in Jerusalem. So if you had an extra room upstairs available for pilgrims, this would have been very common in order for people to be able to worship and celebrate the Passover meal. Now, the Passover meal is very special, and we'll get into that over the next few episodes. More special, especially considering what it's going to symbolize and what it means compared to the other Passover celebrations that have been celebrated in the years before. This is a meal itself, and I don't know if you've taken a chance to look at the Passover meal or be a part of the meal itself, but it's called a Seder, and I'm going to spell that for you if you want to look it up. It's spelled S-E-D-E-R, and it has a lot of different components involved in it. It's very involved, and because this is a 5-minute or so episode, we're not going to be able to discuss everything that's involved with the Seder, so we'll get into that in a little bit, but it's a celebration of remembrance of what happened as Israel left Egypt, and we already talked about this a little bit in previous episodes. It's done together as a family or as a community, as a general community of fellow believers, and the Jewish people would have come and involved their children in this celebration of Passover by having them ask the questions, what is all of this about? Like, why are we doing all of this? What does all of this symbolize? What does all of this mean for us? Why are we doing what we're doing? There's an incredible amount of preparation involved, which is why Jesus sends out Peter and John to go ahead and start getting this Passover meal prepared. And this whole festival, this whole celebration is an act of worship, and it's this incredible meal. If you ever get a chance to be a part of a Passover Seder, you absolutely should. Symbolically, what's going on here is that there's a symbolic seeking out and removal of sin from your house, and seen with the pursuit of leavened bread that's taking place here as well. Remembering the bitterness of slavery that's involved with the meal. There's a lot of bitter herbs like horseradish that's involved that people will eat in remembrance of the bitterness that they left when they left slavery. There's also a celebration of the liberation and ongoing freedom that the people of Israel have from Egypt. There's a celebration of that. There's also a remembrance of the sacrificial lamb that saved Israel from the 10th plague, the plague of death, where the angel comes down and wipes out the firstborn of every family. But this lamb dies by ordinance of God. The lamb dies so that people don't. This firstborn is saved because the lamb died in its place. And it's this whole symbolism here. And again, the final and ultimate point of Passover is this anticipation of the coming Messiah, that the Messiah will save us from suffering and bondage and slavery. Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of this Passover. And this is why it's so symbolic. Jesus is this final fulfillment. He is the sacrificial lamb that will save people from the bondage of sin and bring us into freedom and peace with God. And Jesus here even tells the disciples, I have waited so long. I have been anticipating this meal for so long, looking forward to having this meal with you. So with that in mind, we're going to pause on this last meal that Jesus has with the disciples before he enters into suffering and is crucified. But for today, the takeaway question is not so much a question as it is an assignment. Go on to YouTube and look up a video from a group called Jews for Jesus about the Passover Seder. It's about 15 minutes long, but it's well worth your while. The guy does an excellent job, and I want to encourage you and point you to that resource to help you have a better understanding of what's involved with the Passover meal. Thanks for listening to Epistle. You can find, follow, and give feedback on our Instagram page at @e_pistle. You can find all of the episodes for this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and please feel free to share them with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.